Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome again to Mystic Truth Radio. I am Elaine Reed Cole for Mystic Truth, and today we have a wonderful show, very appropriate for before the holidays, the gathering of angels, calling in the heavenly beings for peace, love, and joy, something that I think all of us worldwide are really hunting for, and some people are missing. However, I am joined today by two other angel practitioners, Kathy Burke and Carol Hunt, and we are here today to really help everyone out there to try to find the peace in a world that is perceived to be in upheaval and to find the joy that is out there. We are totally confident that we can actually help you all, no matter what it is that's going on in your life. So hello, Kathy, and hello, Carol.
Hello. Hello. Good to be on the show.
Thank you, and I am so excited to have both of you here. You know, I can't think of two more upbeat people who can really spread the joy. Now, I know you both really pretty well, and I've known you for, you know, quite some time, both of you. And I do have to say that the optimism runs thick in your blood for both of you.
Yeah.
And, you know what? I would say that a lot of that really just comes from communing with the angels, which is something that, you know, all three of us do. We kind of live, eat, and breathe that part of our lives. So, yeah, very true. And I don't see, you know, when I hear of different people who really know nothing about this whole part of our existence, I feel for them. They're missing so much. This is the key to be able to, you know, get through this physical life that we're in right now. So, Kathy, let's start out with you by, you know, just telling us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what's going on in your life right now.
Well, started my work in 1995 after the passing of my dad. I saw two angels carry him up the night he passed, and sure enough, he passed at the same time, and been working with the angels ever since. I became an angel minister in 2009, and I have my Angels of Light Healing and Intuitive Center in Norwell, and with my daughter, and we're just, you know, we're here every single day. It seems that since 1995, there hasn't been a day that's gone by that I haven't, you know, worked with the angels for myself, brought it to others, trying to spread the light. I don't know any other way of life, actually, Elaine, so I'm very happy to bring it out into the world to other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I have to say the way that Kathy and I met years ago was because she was making these angel ribbon dolls. And at the time, my studio was called Favorite Things Studio. So, of course, you know, bringing angel paraphernalia in here was something that was tops on my list. So Kathy had the place all decked out and in these lovely...
And I still make them, and I don't make them, I don't put them anyplace else, Elaine, but my center. But, you know, people still purchase them, and they have that channel message. And, yeah, they bring a lot of joy to people.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the angels are all about, I think, is trying to get us to clearly see that there is joy in any way that we can pass that message along, be it, you know, by a poem or an angel doll or, you know, whatever. That's what we aim to do. So,
amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Carol, let's get a little bit of background about Carol and what brought you to actually, you know, encompassing the angels into your life day in, day out.
Oh, well, way back in 2002, we found out my husband had cancer, so we started doing Reiki, and it just kind of snowballed from there and went on to IET and then ended up doing the Advanced Angel Therapy Practitioner and then into mediumship and Reiki Master and then hypnosis and past life regression. So it's just keeps taking me on an adventure.
You know what? I think that's really how it works. You know, I've told the story before. There's one very dear friend of mine who was coming to yoga classes that I had taught, you know, some years ago. She started with me. And she was very intrigued by yoga. And she said, well, you know, I want to take classes in that. And she's a pretty strong in her faith in Catholicism. And she was being exposed to different things that really, it didn't quite sit right at first. And she was like, Elaine, really, I just want to be a yoga teacher. And I had to laugh at her, you know, and she didn't understand it completely right then and there. But when you start on this path, that's what happens, is that it rolls. It just grows. It becomes a life of its own, really. You know, you can't unknow something.
So once
you're exposed to different things, you get to formulate your own truth. And, you know, the truth is there's a whole lot more out there than meets the eyes.
Yeah, so, the more you learn, the more people you become inside.
Exactly. So, Carol, we met because of Doreen Virtue.
Yeah. That was
That was a while ago. That was at Kripalu, I think, that we had met. We were both volunteering to help with. You were there too at that one particular one at Kripalu?
When you were volunteering, and it was her and Stephen Farmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was there for that weekend. Yeah.
That was an amazing weekend.
It was. Magical.
It was definitely magical. And that is actually where I met. Now, I don't remember you being there, Kathy, but you know what? There is no coincidence to that either. Not at all. So Carol I had met because I thought I had lost my pocketbook. And I was a little nerved up anyhow because here I am, I'm volunteering, you know, at this thing. And, you know, I should really have my SHIT together. And, you know, kind of sort of didn't because I thought I had lost my pocketbook. And I'm standing right next to Carol. And she just looked at me and said, oh, in her voice, because you guys will hear her voice as we're on, you know, in this sweet, angelic little voice, oh, don't worry, you'll find it, you know. And I'm thinking, it's my friggin' pocketbook. Are you kidding? My life is in it, you know. And you know, she brought me back down out of this, you know, because I was ready to be scraped off the ceiling at that point. And she brought me right down, and I thought to myself, this is a girl that I have to get to know. And, you know, we became fast and furious friends and actually attended quite a few workshops together, too.
Yeah, that was fun.
Absolutely.
Moving and growing in together, that's fun.
It is fun. We were out in Hawaii together, and that was absolutely, totally memorable, is to be out there together. So we have all these stories of how, you know, we ourselves have interacted together, but how about even some stories that actually affirmed to us? Go ahead. Who is going to?
I remember when we were out in Hawaii and we were trying to get an appointment for the massages. We were trying to treat ourselves after working so hard, and our husbands were all golfing, and we were trying to get in for an appointment, and we asked the angels, and they got us in. And that was a busy spa that we had had. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the busy spa there, and we actually all got in at the same time, which was a miracle.
You know, people hear something like that and they go, oh, yeah, well, that's so frivolous. But honestly, yeah. There is nothing too big or too small to ask for help from the angels out there. And I put that in the write-up for today's show, is that people think, oh, well, I'm not going to bother the angels for this, or I'm not going to bother the angels for that, when actually they're right ready. Think about it. There's like, if everybody out there has at least two guardian angels, at least, think about the billions of angels that are out there that are all standing around waiting for something to do.
Yeah.
You know, Elaine, in my work, I teach a lot of angel work and soul work, and I tell people, ask them for the smallest thing. I mean, if it's raining and I'm going into Walmart, I want that parking spot right up front.
That's it.
They get it for me.
You know what? Let's share some stories like that, because I'm sure everybody has even, you know, more than that. So, Carol, I happen to know that just recently you bought a house. So what were some of the signs that you actually got?
Well, I was looking online, and I had a list of like 24 places I wanted to see, and I had my own ideas, and I think Spirit had their own ideas. And it was the day before we were going to go look at all the 24, and we said, oh, let's go to some open houses, because it was a Sunday. And the first house we went to, I was like, oh, I have a feeling. And we pulled in the driveway, and I was like, uh-oh, I think this is it. And it was just a warm, nice feeling. We walked through the door, and the realtor said, oh, come on in, with a warm welcome. And I not only turned the corner, and I saw an angelfish on a statue. And then I took another couple steps in, looking around, and I saw a painting with four angelfish on it. And I was like, ah, and I started getting the chills, and I was like, oh, I think this is it. And it wasn't anything like I had pictured or wanted, but it was it. It was just that warm feeling that you get when you go inside. And we looked the next day, and we kept coming back to this one. I was like, no, I want to see this one again. And then we ended up buying this house. There was a card. There happened to be a card on the back of the couch because it was still furnished. And it was a number 6, and that it was about home and material and new beginnings and things. I was like, wow, isn't that something? And I had the chills. And the man came through who owned the house. He was here. And I just knew that this was it. And we've got a large reduction on the price, and I was like, oh, my God, this is a gift from heaven. Thank you. And it was just so moved to be. It's just one door opened after the other. And they were some impossible doors, because I just couldn't imagine this happening, and it did. And I was, thank you, God. Thank you, angels.
Top that off, to make it even more so, Carol happened to move right around the corner from friends of mine who live there too, and they happened to be real estate agents who, you know, they shared addresses and all that, and they looked it up and went, oh my God, she got that house for a steal. And it is a prime location. So Carol may be, you know, talking this down a little bit, but she was gifted, totally gifted a gold mine, you know, that was for some reason, being overlooked by other people. And that's because it was meant to be yours.
Right, right.
That's something that,
and
I know.
Yeah, and I've seen it online, and I said, oh, that's too much money. I don't know. You know, I was kind of skeptical. And I was like, no, it's not in our price range. I have to stay in our price range. And it ended up being our price range. I was like, wow, that's amazing.
You know, that's something that I know Kathy will totally agree with me here, is that something that is meant to be yours cannot be taken away.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I was looking for another center, because my other center, things happened and it was time to move on, and I was, you know, didn't have a ton of money, and I said, you know, guys, you know, I call them guys, you know what I need, and they brought me to this fabulous place, and when I walked in, I knew it was right, and they furnished it for me with things that, we kind of opened it on a wing and a prayer, no pun intended, and, and one story I'd like to share that I just find was so wonderful. It was a Saturday, and I decided I'm going to go to some yard sales, because I need to pick up some stuff, and yard sales are good, but I was looking for an altar. I wanted an altar. I had become the angel minister. I wanted that altar. And so what I did was I drove around for hours. And finally I said, listen, you guys, I need that altar. And they said, take a left, take a right, take a left, take a right. I ended up in Abington. It was a yard sale ready to close. And sitting out front was a handmade altar. The guy that owned the house had made it. And it was perfect. It was the right height. And it was $75. And I walked up and I said, oh. And she said, what's the matter? And I said, I only have $45. She said, sold. And she sold me this beautiful wooden handmade altar. My angel brought me. Yeah.
Wow. So love it.
These are the stories. They're, every day, there's not a day that goes by that I don't wake up. And when I ask, they get me out in traffic. They protect my home. They protect my daughter. They protect everything. They're just, you got to ask, though, Elaine. You got to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
As a continual prayer, asking.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You move into prayer and you stay in prayer. I tell a story because, of course, you know, I, like all you guys, I listen to different, you know, educated people and stuff. And Marianne Williamson is one who I, you know, hold in high regards. And she tells of a story that, you know, she would pray whenever something came up, you know, oh, dear God, please, you know, help, which is how an awful lot of people pray. You know, you wait till there's something going on and then you pray. Until one day, she turned around and she was praying about something, you know, got down on her knees and said, oh, dear God. And she heard back, Marianne, stay on your knees. And I, you know, that struck me like that's it. That's the key. Why do we go into prayer and out of prayer? I think it's
a continual
state. I
pray a lot during the day. I'll tell you, there isn't a day that goes by I don't use it all day. And you just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
You know, when you start working with the angelic realms, you can't help but, you know, help me with this, or thank you for that, or gratitude plays a huge role, too. So,
That's right.
All prayer is a reverent way of asking for something.
Exactly.
That's right.
And then
that's
thanking
right.
them afterwards.
Sometimes it's almost a little irreverent, too, which, okay, a little bit of a funny story. I went shopping with my daughter. I was looking for something to wear to a party last weekend that we had to attend. So I didn't want to be real dressed up, you know, it was just something nice. So we're in Macy's, and I see this cashmere sweater hoodie. You know, very nice. I liked it a whole lot. My daughter looked at me like, are you insane? Because of the price tag on it. And she's like, it's $170. You can't have that, Mom. You know?
Yes,
forget
I can.
It. Yeah, you can't have that. So I look like, you know, this whiny little kid. Oh, Rain, I know it's perfect. This is perfect. but I walk away. We go to a couple of other stores. I find something that isn't perfect, but I can make it do. All right, so good enough, you know. Spent within the line that I'm supposed to and all that. And I can't get this sweater out of my head. And again, I feel like the two-year-old who's stomping their foot going, no, I want that sweater. So I'm in bed. I've got the TV on. Yes, I do have a TV in my bedroom, and I had it on. All of a sudden for Macy's, there's an ad for their one-day sale. And I see the ad, and it says, one-day sale, cashmere, all on sale. So I'm like, all right, I got to go back. I got to go back. So I make my husband take me the next day. So long story short, after coupon and all that, this $170 sweater I got for $44, and Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, this and this is a little bit of, you know, the quick manifestation of things. Mm. If you can just see it and you know it. And, you know, again, nothing is too big and nothing is too small. And we do help to create the world around us. And I'm sorry that I got a little pouty about things, but I wasn't going to do it unless it was within the parameters, which they lined up. Just like you buying the house, Carol, and just like you getting the parking spot by the store on a rainy day. You know, we can do this. You just got to remember to ask.
Yeah. Ask, even keeping you safe in traffic and
everything.
On airplanes and travel and malls.
Everything. Under the sun. And they will not, if it's not for your highest and best, they'll somehow let you know that. They don't, you know, I always say you can't have your neighbor's husband.
That's
you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, you could have someone, you could say, angels, bring me someone who has the qualities that my neighbor's husband has. He's such a great guy. But, you know, they're not going to get you things that wouldn't be for your highest and best.
Right. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbors. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So if you get a no, because sometimes you will get a no, and you have to understand that that is for your highest and best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you push and push and push for something that you've gotten a definite no, eventually you might get it, but you can pretty much be guaranteed that it will fall apart or not be, you know, it won't have the outcome that you were hoping for.
Because it's not meant, it wasn't meant for you, and it's not going to do you any good.
That's right.
Right.
So I don't know about you guys, I know what I do every morning when I get up, and, you know, I've gone over it on many shows. You know, it, of course, starts out in gratitude, and then I, you know, after that, you know, thanking God for this day and for it in every way, I come downstairs, and I make my coffee, say good morning to my cats, and then I start in prayer and meditation for at least an hour. Sometimes it's more than that if I can, you know, if I can afford that time. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of formal. You know, generally I have my certain prayers that, you know, I've kind of coined up myself. How do you guys start out?
Well, I start out with prayer, gratitude, energy work on my physical body. I might bring in the eight angel rays. I call forth Saint Germain and the Divine Four. I bring in a clearing for my day. And then I step on the path of grace and I ask the angels to take me where I need to go and protect me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I start the day. About an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
You know, and that is about what I find that most people who are communing with spirit and all that is that that's kind of a given. You know, yeah.
Yeah, you have to do it if you do this work, because you get burnt out, and you really need to have them loving you, supporting you, and they're there, but you got to let them in.
Right.
And it raises the vibration also when you when you're praying and asking and meditating, and you end up vibrating on the level that you want to come to you, and it comes. It, the door's just open for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you start out pretty much the same way, Carol?
Yes. You know, I have a little story confession here. I would do that every morning. I would start out, you know, at the beginning of my quest, and I would raise my vibration. I would start with gratitude and positive affirmation and prayers that I wrote myself, or some from Doreen that were just wonderful, and Doreen Virtue, that is. And then I slacked off a bit as the years went on, and I noticed the difference. I noticed that things were changing, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And things weren't, you know, opening up like they used to. And I said, well, what am I doing? I go, oh, you stopped doing your positive affirmations and your hour of prayer in the morning. So, you know, you got to get back on track and do that again. And as soon as I started doing that again, it started opening up, and my, you know, your vibration raises, and it's amazing how things shift and change. So
I'm so glad
you
shared that, Carol, because that is something that, you know, that's a lesson that you don't necessarily want to find out on your own. But it happens. We get caught up in the world. We get caught up in everyday life. We get caught up in, you know, some grief or strife that, you know, we might be going through in the physical world, and we forget. And, you know, we are doing ourselves no favor, no matter what the circumstance is. I mean, you guys will positively agree. Everybody has something that's going on in their life that is a trial.
Yeah,
right. Everybody.
Definitely.
And when things are going really good, you take it for granted. And then you let go. You know, maybe I took it for granted, and then I let go of that, you know, prayer time and meditation for myself, and then doors didn't open as nicely and quickly. I was like, hey, what's going on?
And so, I would say you have it back. And you know, well, you have a whole house to show for it, and that's pretty darn great.
Yeah, now I have to give back to everyone to share the wealth.
Well, that's the key point too. That I think why don't we have you talk about it, Kathy? Is that giving and receiving?
Yeah. Okay. That's beautiful. That's perfect for me because, gosh, I don't know. I guess I came onto this earth plane as somebody who just loves to give, and then over the years did a lot with my family, and family needed it, and got kind of burnt out too, and with all of that, and found that, you know, my angels would whisper in my ear, you know, rest, take care of yourself. They'd show me the numbers 444 constantly, and I'd say, what do you want to tell me? And they would tell me. And so, you know, I'm going to be 62 in the end of this month, and you know, I just got so crystal clear this past year, even, you know, running a big center and taking care of other people and working with others. You know, I just see that if we want to continue, all of us, you, Carol, all of us, especially the healers, the light workers, to do our work, to heighten our work, to move on with the new energies that are coming in, we have to take care of us first. Now, I don't mean that in a self-centered way, but it's selflessness, because we need to take care of us. We need to be whole, or how the heck are we going to help other people? And light workers got to get that. And I'm not a selfish person by any means, but I'm starting to learn that my angels are saying to me, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to go here, you need to take this, you need to eat that, because they want me to continue being healthy and strong So you can give. You can't give if you have nothing there to give.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes, you cannot pour water from an empty cup.
And, but many light workers, and, you know, all of us are light workers on the show today. We don't tell me you haven't done it because we all tend to do it. We give too much, and then we feel like this we're on empty.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you learn the balance.
Exactly.
Yeah. And our angels can help us with that. And we just have to keep listening and asking, letting them help us.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? It can go beyond the angels, too. And I want people to really hear this, is that you call in help from the angels, but what they will also do is put human people in your path to help you with that.
Oh, definitely.
So don't just expect this light being to come in and do it all for you, you know, which can happen. But, you know, don't be just waiting for that, because what they will do is try to orchestrate circumstances so that the right people is placed right in front of you so
and
that you know which way to go
situations
next.
Situations will come. Remember to ask. I tell everybody that. Remember to ask. They'll try. They'll put it in front of you, but sometimes we're oblivious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We have to be conscious and we have to ask.
Right. So formal ways of asking, and I will share my prayer real quick, this one, and no, people, don't be digging out your pens and pencils and all that to write it down. No, just go with the gist of it. So one of the prayers during that hour that I will say is, dear angels, saints, ascended masters, spirit guides, and helpful healing star beings of the divine creator, please be with me throughout this day, helping me in all ways, guiding me, guarding me, protecting me, sharing with me your energy, your light, your insight, and your wisdom, helping me to be the best that I can possibly be, now and always, leaving everything in divine order. And that is just a quick invocation of, you know, come on, guys, I'm gonna be with you. I'm going to commune with you. And then, of course, you get more specifically. But it can be something as simple as that. That is saying good morning. Just like when I said I get up, you know, and I put my coffee on and I say good morning to my cats. Of course, I've already said good morning to my husband and my daughter. And I'm going to, of course, say good morning to everyone else within my house.
In my
life, you know, my house is my body, my life, my being. So, of course, I'm going to say good morning to them all. And come on, let's hang out. So, you know, that's part of what I want to suggest to people, is just to talk to them. Talk to them. You know, like Kathy, you said, you say, hey, guys, you know. Hey,
you
guys.
Come on, I need your help.
You guys.
And they come right in.
It doesn't have to be formal. You just have to acknowledge.
And not formal. Yeah. Jesus isn't formal. Jesus wants us to laugh and sing and dance and play and love him and let him love us back, you know, but the religion tends to put all of these higher energies into this formal state, you know, so, but they
right.
laugh with us.
Right.
Cry with us, right. too. I mean, they're there.
Yeah.
That's right. That reminds me, Carol and I, you know, having studied with Doreen and being at different workshops together and stuff, she does a lot of work dividing people up into, you know, the earth realms of the earth angels. And so it became really fairly evident that I was in a different realm than what Carol was in. And Carol, you were like what, in with the mermaids and all that, the fun playing dolphin kind of people or whatever. And they have a tendency to have this attitude of lightheartedness and you name it.
Yeah,
as
fun.
Where me, I fit into the category of the wise one.
Yeah.
And the wise one, everybody thinks you're serious even when you're joking around. You can't help it. You just, like, you look like you got this, like, very strict kind of looking face on, and, you know, we stand around, yeah. And it was funny, we were all separated up into corners at this one really big event, you know, and so here's the realms of the earth angels, and here's the realms of the fairies and all that, and they're all talking away and talking away, and here's the corner that's full of the wise ones, and they're all just standing there watching everybody. I'm like, oh, that's really kind of funny. You know, you can see that personality. So Doreen had told directly to myself and Carol that we needed to kind of get together to balance each other out.
Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely.
Kathy, I would have a tendency to think that you are probably into that wise one realm, too.
I'm the wise one. Yeah, when I've, you know, read Doreen's books and done some of her processes, I was the wise one, and my friend Press, who's been around for many years as a very good male friend, was a star man, or a star person. So, yeah, people
you
come in as
well.
Different people to be with us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, so Carol makes me do things like, you know, drive up and down great big hills as fast as we can, and she'll go, "Wee!" And I'll be like holding on, like, oh my God.
Got to loosen up, Elaine.
too much. So,
yeah. You know, when you laugh, you raise your vibration and it brings you higher. And that's what they want. They want us higher so we can hear our angels better.
Absolutely.
That's right. We have to laugh. My cat came at me 1,000 miles an hour this morning, and I thought she was going to knock me over. And normally I would get a little upset. I get out of her way. I took a breath, and I bust out laughing because, I mean, I had an opportunity to laugh, so I might as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Good. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, it's not like I don't laugh. It's just even when I laugh, people look and they, you know, it's funny. It's,
oh, I know what you mean.
The cover of the wise
one.
Yeah. Wow, she's so serious. Yeah. No, I'm really not, guys. Listen to me. You know,
we're holding the earth energy. You see, we're holding the earth energy, and Carol's holding more of the etheric. And when you bring that together,
yeah. She helped me to stay grounded, and I help her to raise her vibration.
There you go. So, what's a real good tip other than you must talk to the angels? What's another thing that, you know, we want to put it out there so that people know that you can have peace and love and joy in your life?
Well,
so
ask and let go.
What's a tip?
I don't want to, I want Carol to get some talk time in this. So, Carol, go, and then I'll give you one.
Oh, thanks. Well, to let go also, to ask and then let go, because if you hold on too tight, it's like a twisted up garden hose and the energy can't get through. So if you're hanging on to something with your tights, you know, your fist clenched, and you're tensed up and you're not letting go, then they can't get through that energy. So just untwist that garden hose and let that water flow, the energy flow through so that they can help you. It's as simple as that. Just ask and then forget about it. And the more you forget about it, the more they're able to work on it behind the scenes and do their job, and it comes to you quicker. So the quicker you let go after you ask, the quicker your manifestation or your answer will come to you. The doors will open faster. That's what I've noticed in my experience. And because the tighter your muscles are and the tenser you are about wanting something so bad, that it blocks, you're blocking yourself. So as soon as you let go of it and forget about it. Just say, I'm giving this to you, God, and the angels, you do what you want with it, and then hurry up, bring it back. And they do.
Hurry up with that.
And they do. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's like just surrendering, you know, just trusting and having faith and surrendering, and they'll do it for your highest and best.
Right.
I think for me, one of the things I've learned, because I've tried to over the years, you know, as you're building your practice, your holistic practice, your healing practice, you know, more and more people start to know about you and come to see you, so you have to hold more energy. And so one day I received this message crystal clear that I had to say to them, angels, work through me and preserve my energy. And so I tell everybody, you know, if you're a healer or whatever you're doing, readings, sessions of any kind, before you start and you do all of your protection and prayers and all that, right before you're going to start, angels work through me in this session and preserve my energy. And I find that they keep me going. I don't feel tired, and I feel good afterwards. That's one that's really big for me, is asking them to work through me directly and preserve my energy so that I'm not giving out so much that at the end I feel drained.
Correct. Yeah, people like to think of it as a separate entity. And truly, it doesn't have to be. It's more of a communion than that.
You know, they're not going to attach themselves to you. It's one of those. And then you want them to leave, they leave.
Right.
And they're always around us.
It's a communion.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
you just cut out
me,
there
so
for a second there, Kathy. Did we just?
Yeah, my phone, somebody came in and beeped. Sorry.
Oh, all right. I'm like, I hope we're not going to lose her.
Oh, I didn't get disconnected. The beep comes in and the phone. But anyway, asking them to preserve your energy, not even when you're doing your work. It could be you get up some morning and you're tired and, you know, you could ask them to energize you or give you strength in that day. And I work with the goddess realms, too, and use a lot of that goddess energy, too. So it's, you know, we can use the energies of the divine. We just have to ask.
Yeah,
right.
And just being grounded and sending white light through the top of your head and through your body and flushing your body, it helps with clearing out old negative energy and just preserving your energy also.
Right.
I do that too, but I find because I hold big, you know, I have big groups sometimes. Like on a Monday night, I might have 50 people for a meditation and then I have to go around and channel, and I do the bowls and everything that I do, that I have a lot of energy moving through me. So for me, I use the white light always. I use the violet flame. I use everything. But when I just preserve my energy, it works really well for me.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, and I want to say this to all the light workers out there, that healers must get healings.
Yes.
So not only do you call in your protection and use the white light and make sure your chakras are all clear and all that, but go see another practitioner. You know, it's and that is just, that's common sense. You know, it's one of those things where I can tell it like a story, like eating a cookie, okay? So you have this cookie, and it is the best absolute cookie ever. And you want someone else to enjoy this cookie. So you have the cookie in your hand, and you're telling them, this is the best cookie ever, and you're eating it. And they never get the cookie in their hand, and they never eat it, so they never have that experience of actually knowing that is the best cookie ever. It's kind of like that. For a healing, sometimes you have to get out of your own way, allow someone else to do it for you, go see another practitioner, eat the cookie for yourself.
Yeah, and you'll learn a lot by the way they practice, and then you'll experience that, and you'll know what to do with your own, you know, growing and moving forward also. So it's interesting how it's more than just receiving a healing. You're also learning by what they're doing and how they do it and how you may want to tweak your own healing moving forward.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And from
because
each other, we're all
teachers.
And you know what? Everyone always has room for learning. And yeah. I don't want people to think, well, you know, yeah, I know it all. You know, I've let's use Reiki for an example.
Elaine, because that would be so boring.
Wouldn't it? It would be so boring. So it is so nice to go out there and experience someone else, experience their vibration. I'm not saying don't have discernment, because you really do have to discern who is going to be working on you. You know, you have to have a, absolutely, you must form a bond of trust.
Yes.
But that's where the angels can actually come in and help to steer you in the direction of the right person to go see.
Perfect.
So, you know, I generally always ask Archangel Raphael to please direct me towards the right practitioner, the person who is correct for me to see right now. For anybody out there listening who, you know, doesn't know about Archangel Raphael, he is the guru archangel for healing. So
and travel.
And he is more than happy to direct you towards, you know, who you should see, who's the best. Now, actually, Kathy, you did that for me not too long ago. We were talking, and I have a situation going on in my life right now. It's a health issue. And she brought up a naturopath that she's been seeing for the past 35 years who actually had a similar circumstance going on in her life. And what this naturopath was actually, or had taken, or was still taking, to help with this situation. You know, and it was kind of one of those, wow, that was a nice synchronistic kind of thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's how it happens. We ask and somebody shows up to tell us.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So you just never know. You know what? I tell people to don't be afraid to talk about something. Somebody actually emailed me the other day for a session. And, you know, she included in this email a little bit of personal information about me, where we had met. And then she, you know, immediately sent off another email like, oh, my God, I don't know if I should have put that in there, blah, blah, blah. And I emailed her back and said, you know, it really isn't a problem. My life is really pretty much an open book. And it is. And I'm really not too afraid to talk about anything.
That's good.
I really have nothing to hide. You know, I just don't. Well, maybe some things when I was a teenager that honestly nobody should know about. But
I'll have those, you mean.
I think we all do. But other than that, honestly, you know, I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. And because I'm not afraid to talk about it, there's the opportunity for things to present themselves. So this is like a key to tell people, open up. Open up and don't be afraid to share yourselves. Don't be afraid to show who and what you are. That can be for like practitioners too, who lead a double life. You know, they're so afraid to let like the corporate world know that they've actually studied angel medicine. You know, it's like, oh, those two worlds can't collide. And I could not live like that myself. And, you know, I would have to reconcile that this is me, the whole package. If you don't like it, well, you know, too bad. And I'm sure both you guys know people like that who kind of struggle with this east
like
meets
out of the
west.
Place.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, definitely. And I'm very proud of what I do and what we do as light workers. And there's more and more and more and more of it. And people are getting much more open to it. But when I started back in the 90s, actually I started before that, just on myself, working on myself, people looked at me like I had three heads. But you know what? They don't anymore. So
that's right.
Yeah, I kept going. I just kept being true to myself.
Yep, that's it. It used to be the woo-woo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I first opened up my own studio here quite a few moons ago now, you could feel the people driving mm-hmm. by, kind of, you know, like pointing at the place and going, oh, I bet you anything she's a witch.
And mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
It
poor
just
witches.
Wasn't
they
seen.
Get the bad end of things.
Mm-hmm. I know. The whole funny thing is I have nothing against Wiccan. I am not Wiccan myself. You know,
I
think
either,
that they're...
I have nothing against it. It's, you know, they do good work, too.
Absolutely. They do lovely work. But it was just kind of presumed. But I still continued with what I was doing, and it was fine. It was fine. Mm. And then you look back years later and go, well, that was kind of breaking some ground here, and that was good. Glad mm-hmm. I, you know, helped to forge the way.
We were the pioneers of this whole shore, Elaine, and probably Carol, too. I don't know you, Carol. Wish you well.
Hi.
But we are the pioneers of this whole shore, because when I first moved here, there was one little place, and... life skills, and it was there, and I used
yep.
to go there all the time, and then it closed, and there wasn't much else.
That's mm. right.
Now it's inundated.
it really is. It's like a hairdresser. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's like yeah. Dunkin' Donuts on every corner, you know, but that's okay. We need the good energy, you know?
That's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah.
right. I think maybe it's time to migrate out a little bit, like
yes.
Carol, you know, you're south now. And
yeah.
that would be nice to forest this around that area, too. So
yeah.
that's some of it. I like the title Pioneer.
Yeah, pioneers,
yeah.
spiritual
yeah.
pioneers.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. And there's always different ways to go about bringing the message out there. And, you know, it's to inspire, literally.
Mm-hmm.
We must
mm-hmm.
inspire. And inspire means to be in spirit. You know, that's like the premise of that whole word. Inspire is in spirit. So if we can inspire anybody, God, we've just made ourselves and every little bit of creation just that much better because
yeah.
we have inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just being peaceful inside of ourselves inspires others too. To
that's right.
It gets the curiosity. How can they be so peaceful? What's she doing that I'm not doing?
exactly. And you know what? Yeah. Maybe it's everything that we've talked about that people are doing. Yeah. Maybe, you know, to yeah. be able to get there. It's that hour or so every morning. And if you have to get up at the break of dawn, you get up at the break of dawn so that you have time to be able to do that. I remember...
with yourself and others to have patience with yourself and others at this time also, especially this time
yeah.
of year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I
can tell, Carol, you hold the space well for that.
She does.
Patience? That's one of my lessons. Here on Earth. Patience.
I've got that rich Italian blood flowing through my body and it's beautiful, but, you know, it's a little feisty, so I have to always ask my angels to, you know, calm me down a little bit because I go from the, you know, from early morning to late night, and it just sometimes it's too much. So I need that calm energy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That calming down. That is why, and that's something for people if you can. My home is always calm. Always.
Mm-hmm.
It just
nice.
Is. It just
mm-hmm.
is. I've got, you know, three cats, a grown daughter and my husband, and, you know, so it's full. It's just calm, no matter what. Half the time I have nothing on, you know, like no TV or anything. It's just, it's quiet.
Mm.
Oh, I only put it on at night for a little while. And it does not during the day. And, I understand. I love a quiet home like that.
Me too.
You can think
and
straight. Oh, you get clarity.
Exactly. Well, you can also hear. And I think that's important. Like a lot of times, even if I'm in the car, if I'm being driven somewhere or something, I don't want the radio on because I want to listen. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
but,
it's,
you know,
important.
They do communicate to us through the TV and the radio also.
They do.
So a song may come on and the lyrics make sense to you. That's a message for you. Something on TV could be a commercial, could be just a couple of words that you need to hear. That's a message for you. Anything that resonates with you is a message. So they do work through the media, even though it is negative and completely negative now. But,
pretty much.
I've been watching all the Hallmark Christmas shows because they're very uplifting.
Or Rudolph that was on the other night.
And, you know, I don't know. They just, they always end up on a happy note. And I just picked a card from my deck here that says, I claim time and space for myself.
Perfect.
So that goes along with your quiet home.
Perfect. I love that. I'm sure you probably have a deck right nearby too, don't you, Carol?
Oh, yeah. I got them all here.
Okay.
Card,
why don't you pull a card too? It would be nice to give people a message here and we can chain them all together.
Yeah, we could give everybody a message for the season to help them and inspire them.
Right.
Yeah, things are working out. Things are working out beautifully. Now that your ship has come in, it's time to decide what your next big project will be. You may choose to continue to build upon your successes or move on to something entirely different. Be willing to travel if necessary. So it's you know, moving forward. Doors are opening here once again. Thank you. And
be willing to travel. All right. I'm going to visit Carol.
Yeah. There you go. Come on.
Okay. So here's one that's, this is probably because we're at the end of the year. And this one is Archangel Jophiel, and it says to clear your space. So I think that all of it kind of goes hand in hand, message for people out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to give up what no longer serves you to be able to move into something that's a new thought. And that kind of is all chained together with everything that we've all pulled.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathy, why don't you pull one more?
Well,
it's
and it's Archangel Jophiel.
Oh,
and Archangel Jophiel says, I connect with my inner wisdom. So I do a lot with numerology, and we are going to be in a 9 vibration for the world in 2016. And 9 to me is a high spiritual number. It's also endings for new beginnings. And it's, to me, it's allowing ourselves, this is perfect for the show, to open that channel daily and to really let all of the divine universal energies just pour through our physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And, you know, Archangel Jophiel tells us to ask for direction and strength, and that creative energies are opening. And so I really feel good about the new year, Elaine. I feel like it's going to be a year of release, but of also attaining new. So I feel really good about that. And I feel everybody about letting go and moving forward.
Yeah, I think letting go is a biggie. If we can convince and help people out there to let go of the rampant animosity that is out there, you know, it's a negative thought. If we had like a change jar in front of us, that if each and every time you had a negative thought, you had to throw a quarter into it, people would have like a huge savings. And that's not what we want. Can you just catch yourself on your negative thoughts, on your negative talk, on your negative consumption? And instead, turn it around. And like you this morning, Kathy, laughing at your cat, you know, that's great. You could have stood there and
feel
like
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what I might say, but I wouldn't.
In Italian, it's okay. We get it.
In Italian, yes. My mother's famous Italian words that we all laugh about. But, yeah. But anyway,
hey,
I left out laughing. That was good.
And that's what we kind of need to do, is to turn it around and be positive. We all hear the saying, be the light that you want to see, you know, be the light that you want to have in the world. It's going to start with you. Well, these are all, you know, lines that people get used to hearing over and over and over again. But if we could just hear it with brand new ears and actually ingest it, you know, people keep waiting for something to come to them to make them happy. You have to be happy.
You have to be happy. And each new day, you have to find joy. You don't have to, but it's a better way of living.
If you want it. Right.
If you want it. I choose joy in this new day. Every day when I wake up, I say, I choose to have a happy, healthy, prosperous, uplifting, and joy-filled day. And my day starts out better.
And that's perfect. I do suggest to people to go on a news diet first thing in the morning. I know a lot of people are really, you know, in the habit of getting up first thing in the morning, and they flip on the early morning news or they flip open the newspaper, and you know, that is just going to start you out in a pessimistic mood.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to dwell upon the downward trend of global affairs and all that. And, you know, that's not waking up and saying, hey, good morning, sun. You know, it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it does give
you
a lot to pray for.
Right.
It gives you a lot to pray for so that you can ask God and the angels to help these situations that are going on in the world, too.
Definitely.
But
cover the earth.
Right, when you wake up.
When you cover
flame,
the earth,
I use
in peace and go ahead.
Pouring that violet flame over situations that are negative really helps too with Saint Germain.
Yes.
Really helps.
Definitely.
Yes, it does. It does.
So keep your thoughts positive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Prayer for the earth is important, too. So not only, you know, do we pray for us, but, you know, Mother Earth, that's just part of the morning prayer process each and every day. You know, thank you, Mother Earth, for everything that you hold, everything you carry, and everything that springs forth from you. And then, I love you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Healings and blessings to you. And, you know, it's that simple, that recognition of, you know, that you are connected. And I'm sorry that we look out our windows and we see the negative that's going on. Please forgive me. So let's look out the window, healings and blessings to you, and see the beautiful things that are going on. And sometimes that's just a matter of going out and watching a squirrel run around.
True.
You know, how beautiful. Yeah. How beautiful,
beautiful
is that?
Beautiful weather we've been having and, you know, just everything.
Yes. Now,
could I
Carol,
share one
you,
thing quickly?
Yes, what? Please.
Twice a month I hold an Angels of Light Sunday service at the center, and we do an ending prayer with, we put the whole world in the center of the circle, and we start at the North Pole. We pour the light of Saint Germain through all the way through the core of Mother Earth down to the South Pole, and then we expand it out into the grids around the world and let him transmute all the negativity. And then we bring in Master Healer, Savior Jesus, and just let his hands pour the white light all the way through. And I also invite Michael and Raphael to come in and help everybody. But I just find that, wow, if everybody did that once a day, it takes a few minutes, the world would be such a better place.
We would do that at our circle, too. And,
yeah. We just send that light into the earth and the grids and thankfulness. And it would be so nice if everybody could do that.
Mm. Well, the whole thing is everybody can.
They can
so,
if they choose. Yes.
That's right. Everybody can. So, you know, and that's up to us to put that word out there. Everybody can. And, you know, with a little bit of coaxing and honestly a little bit of experience because, again, this is that you got to taste the cookie for yourself. So
exactly.
We can tell people, but we want you to try the cookie yourself. So eat a cookie, guys.
I love cookies.
All right. So I want to thank you girls for being on today. This was really lovely. I always say if we have reached and inspired at least one person, then we are. So, you know, the whole I am. And so I'm sure we reached some people and helped. And so I want to thank you, Kathy, and I want to thank you, Carol. And Kathy, if people want to get a hold of you, your whole name, again, is Kathy Burke, and how can they contact you?
Well, my website is the 3Ws.angelofLightMinistry.com. No S on the angels because it was taken, so angelofLightMinistry.com. I'm in Norwell, Mass., or 781-871-1740.
Perfect. And Carol Hunt, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Through my website, it's accesstoangels.com. And there's a Carol at accesstoangels.com or through an email. You can send me an email and I'll return it right away. And if they want a reading, we can do that, whatever way I can help.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So thanks again, guys. And for Mystic Truth Radio, I am Elaine Reed Cole, and you can find us, me, on Facebook under Mystic Truth Radio. You can also go to my website, which is www.thewingedmystic.com, or go on to the Mystic Truth Radio, mysticTruth.net. And until next time, let's keep talking about it. Thanks, everybody. Bye
now. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye.